from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, as we are now in the wake of some significant Cowboys breaking news. So let's discuss it. General at your service. At ease, there's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. Has a full 5 hours of flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting coming at you right here. Eric Chiafalo is in the house. Where's your nosebleed brother, Zach Wolchuk?
He is in Florida. He's got his toes in the water right now. He texted me yesterday, his biggest concern, obviously, taking that like 4-month-old baby on the airplane. But he said she was good.
Yeah. There you go. Good
she,
for him.
She handled the whiskey that he gave her really, really well before the flight. and
just
it was
three shots.
It was off and running, man. So everything so far so good. I'm sure he's got a sunburn right now. But yeah, he's living the dream.
Right on. Well, wish him a great week on social media. Let him know that he is missed. Of course, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. 105fan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And, you know, be on the lookout for the Sharks. I told you my brother-in-law, he had the surgery last Friday.
Did he really?
And the doctor confirmed. She was like, oh, yeah, this is a shark bite. You got your toes nearly torn off by this dude.
Wow, but he saved his daughter, right,
yes.
In the moment?
Like, saved his daughter in the moment.
Hero.
Yes.
Absolute hero. Hindsight, like, he's looking back, he's like, this is probably the coolest thing. It's the coolest thing ever. I take the shark bite, you know?
Yeah.
I take the shark bite.
It's a great story.
But I live to tell about it.
Yeah.
And my daughter knows who the man is for the rest of time.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Yeah. You saved the kid from a shark. I would say yes, but I would also counter with, he's got to be off his foot like for the next 12 weeks. It like severed the ligaments and tendons in a way that's going to make all the muscles atrophy. And he's a massage therapist who owns his own business.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And he's like the lead masseuse dude.
I'd like to walk everything I said back, if you don't mind.
Well, it is pretty badass, though. But it's just
in 10 years,
I just wanted
maybe
to give you the full story.
Maybe in 10 years,
yes,
you can you can look back and appreciate it. But yeah, that's fair. That's tough. He's gonna
be, it drives new business to you.
One-legged masseuse is actually kind of kick-ass, too.
Yeah, I think the story of like, hey, this guy I work with, he got attacked by a shark.
Yeah.
Good to tell about.
Not as impressive as a one-armed masseuse, but still pretty dang cool.
Yeah, and that, you know, that goes to the fact that I just don't trust these numbers on the shark attacks. You know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're more likely to get struck by lightning or be in a plane crash.
Trust the numbers.
If you are in the water, you're taking your safety into your own hands, I think, is what we're learning more
and
more every
day. I think the way that we're fishing these oceans, these sharks got no food. They're coming to the coast. You know, there's a lot of people like me standing out there in the water that look like a great meal.
That's what an interesting theory that is.
And then you have the orcas that got hit by a boat that are trying to exact revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I heard there was a shark that bit a boat. I didn't read the story, but I saw the headline of like these fishermen are freaked out because the shark started eating at their boat. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They're starving.
I'm amazed about always when I catch it on the TikTok is that between the other things that go on TikTok that I enjoy as well.
Well, that and the OnlyFans.
Yeah, all those posts are awesome. The thing about the orca, the kayakers with the orcas.
Yeah.
That to me is amazing. Like there's like a pod of them, whatever they call them. They're kind of like they're circling around and the kayakers kind of like, oh, this is great. Oh, my.
I would be terrified.
I would be absolutely terrified. I literally would think, okay, one of these things is about to. I've seen what they've done to those seals when they break up ice, when they're on those ice packs and stuff.
They fling them.
They make such a big wave.
Oh yeah.
Could you see them making a big wave and just spinning you over and then boop, there you go. Yep. No longer. Yeah. Hopefully they find the GoPro to kind of tell the story. Look at this. Faces of death.
For years, I was told they just won't hunt humans. You know, they're cool to humans for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Then you have what's happening at SeaWorld, and now you see some of these other videos that kind of tell a different story.
Yeah, the ghost of Tillicum.
You know, it's like the bears hibernating that you hipped us to last week. They're actually not sleeping.
Yeah.
And killer whales will actually tear you up pretty good.
I think they will. I think they're getting back
at us.
We've
been getting ball sacked for hundreds of years.
I did see a TikTok one time though, where like these scientists cut an orca netting off the one of the orcas, and the other orcas brought the scientists like this huge squid. Like they floated up with this in their mouth as kind of like a thank you gift.
Wow.
You know, like, hey, we don't know what to get you, but here's a huge squid we just pulled off the bottom.
I hear they make some pretty killer appetizers.
Yeah, here, yeah. Yeah. Have some sashimi.
Fry that thing up, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, the scientists are like, whoa, this is cool.
Got any lemon juice for that thing?
They're bringing, paella, look what we can do here. Anybody got any rice? Neat. Yeah, we can make this thing out, but... Yeah, I mean, they saw him. They cut this whale out of a net, and the other ones went and, like, in a way of thanks, brought this squid up to him, like, here's our gift.
Here's a little calamari. Which proves they see the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And are willing to either give you reward or punishment, I think. I think that's what you're looking at.
I'm always looking at the punishment side. I'm in their territory for no reason.
Well, just as it was about to get super weird, I feel, like the Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb come to terms, just as the rant volume was increasing and we were talking about what happens when CeeDee actually miss a game. Boom, there it is. Adam Schefter with the report a couple hours ago, hour and a half ago. 4 years, $136 million. Makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Congratulations are in order for him. It includes a 100 guaranteed, $38 million signing bonus, the largest ever given to a wide receiver, the largest signing bonus ever for a wide receiver, second guaranteed money behind Justin Jefferson. I just think it's fair, you know. I don't know. Like, the Cowboys are having so many of these go long. I think the players understand that's just what we have to do to ultimately get our number. And, you know, for me, the bigger thing is I just think the Cowboys kind of have this process for doing contracts that requires as little effort as possible. And, you know, I don't think it's necessary. You know, there's not a huge downside to it, but they're not getting any great benefit from it.
Yeah, they're really not. I mean, well, the benefit might be, let's see what the cap number is and stuff like that. And I hate these things because I never understand fully what the numbers mean and all that. But let's see how Adam Pacific and those guys structured this thing. That to me, I was kind of hearing when I was out in Oxnard that the number they kind of agreed on, it was the structure that was a little bit of the problem with that. And, you know, that's why I felt like that, okay, this is probably going to get done. I felt like that CD was not going to miss game checks. That was number one. You know, he wasn't going to leave, even he is under contract, or he was under contract. This is just an extension. But his contract before this extension called for $1 million a game. And I didn't think he was going to miss that.
Well, Jane Slater has some details in regards to how this thing got done here. And she says that the two sides were off and on in recent weeks, but it started really getting going over the weekend on Saturday.
There you go.
So she says that for a long time, the Cowboys were at $32.5 million per year, then moved it up to $33 million. But Lamb and his camp have been at $34 million forever. Of course, in the end, it came in at $34 million. So Lamb ends up getting exactly what he wanted, according to the Jane Slater report. Now they're working on getting a physical done, finishing typing up language, and should be finished by tomorrow afternoon. Jerry leaves Tuesday for owners' meetings. Lamb could be at practice tomorrow. Jerry will meet with the media on Wednesday ahead of their return to Frisco practice.
So the Cowboys have been trying to get a bargain for the last 3 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
3 months.
Yeah, they're basically, exactly. They've been trying to, according to the way Jane sees it, like... they've been at $32.5 million, hoping that he would just be like, you know what, okay, I'm too scared to hold out or do anything like that. But as the Cowboys have shown, you don't need to be scared if you're a star player.
I wonder if they would have waited another week, they would have got that thing at 32. I just wonder that. Because like I say,
because you just know he wasn't going to miss games.
No player wants to leave $1 million a game out there. And nobody does. I think, to me, at 32.5, that still puts him at second, right? Doesn't that put him above? I mean, it puts him as the second highest paid receiver in the league.
If it was at 32 million?
32.5.
32.5. I don't know. He'd be in the same area, I guess, as A.J. Brown and...
I think that with the numbers that it was, I think that would be pretty close to being the second highest paid receiver. What do we got there, Dawson? You got that pulled up?
AJ Brown's 32. Yeah, so 32.5 would have put him
above.
So it would have still been the second highest.
He would still been the second highest receiver.
So somewhere between Brown and Jefferson is what they were negotiating inside of a $3 million window.
Right.
And CeeDee and his team got 65% of that difference. I would say that's a job well done by CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I mean, and the guaranteed money that he got. I mean, his guarantee, $100 million guaranteed. Sure. Jefferson was 110. That's where Jefferson really wins out here.
There you go.
But CeeDee Lamb, compared to every other receiver, is blowing them out of the water. I mean, there's $84 million guaranteed for A.J. Brown, $77 guaranteed for Amon-Ra St. Brown. And those are the two latest guys to get it done.
If you are a premium player in the NFL, the Cowboys will cave to you.
They will.
You know, I think it's just a matter of you know, what is their breaking point. And so far, we haven't seen it with
The problem they have now is, as I mentioned, talking to general managers around the league, agents that
their
do all these.
Their credibility is shot.
The word is patience. You know, they're not trying to slam the Cowboys. They're like, just be patient. Just be patient here. You're going to find a way to ultimately get what you want out of this deal. So... It was no disrespect to the Cowboys. It's just the way that they operate. But everybody in the agent world and in the general manager's world says, just be patient. You'll find a way to get it done.
I don't think there's anything wrong with how the Cowboys are doing it because they haven't lost any players for big games. You know, they're negotiating pretty tough. But I would say if they really want to, you know, get some players to start taking deals early, you got to let them go. You can't eventually cave here, right, at 34. You got to say, okay, if it's not 32.5, then we're trading you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
right. And now we're going to find out who really wants to be here.
You have to set that precedent so that players coming up can be like, well, remember what they did to Lamb? Remember they just didn't give him what he wanted, and now he happened.
Now it's, hey, remember what they've done for Zeke. Remember what they've done for Martin. Remember what they've done now for Lamb.
Dak, same thing.
Keep waiting.
Just keep waiting. Just be patient.
Does Lamb have enough time to be as good as what he was last year?
Sure he does. He absolutely does. It's okay. He's the one guy that you're going to pay that you feel like the contract is going to be worth it. That's how I look at him. Yeah. Hey, the way that he plays, the way he takes care of himself.
He gets better every year.
Yeah. He is going to always work hard at his craft. He's going to feel a little pressure, though, too. He's going to feel, but you know what? Stephen Jones said it. Jeez. Throw him 200 passes. Let's see. You know, if I'm going to pay you, I'm going to throw 200 passes your way and let's see what happens. So I'm not one bit worried about CeeDee Lamb being ready to go.
Now he's only as good as your quarterback, right? So that's where it gets super interesting. It's like, if you're paying CeeDee Lamb all that money, are you doing that so that Dak's going to walk out in free agency next year and you got Trey Lance throwing him the football?
Might as well trade CeeDee Lamb at that point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as you start to really think about what you're doing here, because CeeDee Lamb, yes, he by himself is totally worth every dollar. But if Trey Lance is throwing him the football, what's the point?
It's very similar to what the Vikings are going through this year. I know no J.J. McCarthy and all that. It's going to be the same thing. I was just kind of talking to people and they're around the league and they're like, listen, the Cowboys in 2025 could be exactly what the Vikings are in 2024.
Yeah.
That, like, big time receiver, quarterback in flux.
The great news about wide receiver is the window of being elite can go well into your 30s.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like an edge who's 25 years old and you're like, man, by the time we get this championship window open, he might not be the same type of player, you know? So I would feel good about that. But if I'm CeeDee Lamb, I'd be nervous about it. You know, that would significantly cut into career production and chances of making the playoffs right in the middle of my prime. So that's obviously the next big story is what happens now with Dak.
Yeah, he got paid. So if it turns into I never sniff a championship. I got my money.
Got the bag.
I don't think he's going to say it that way, but it's a lot easier to be on a bad team if you're getting what you feel like you're worth.
Well, or
yeah, it's just not ideal.
Or he's super competitive guy and he demands out because he wants to go somewhere where he can win in two or 3 years if everything looks obscure.
We hear that all the time, right?
But that, yeah.
Adams at yeah. the Raiders and stuff. And then they, oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. It's 4 years. You know, to me, I don't see. I think CeeDee Lamb, whether it's 8 and 9 or 12 and 5, I think it's the same for him.
He was awesome last year, though.
He was, dude. Yeah. I wonder how many more of those kind of years can we get? Can we get better than last year in any way? I mean, what last year showed is even with other players not performing, they could still get him the ball and have 12 catches in a game. You know, and I've seen a lot of good receivers with Dak that couldn't break it when the team was trying to take him away. Last year by midseason, it became obvious. Like, if you can slow down the Cowboys, you got them. And they couldn't take the ball out of CeeDee Lamb's hands in the majority of games.
Yeah.
Of course, Green Bay and Buffalo.
You're going to be that way, too, because of the way the running game, probably the lack of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
bad last year, too.
It is going to be the CeeDee Lamb, Jake Ferguson show.
But it takes a lot. Defenses have to commit a ton to stop him because of just how much they move him around and where he can just be so productive in the slot. Like, he's such a hard player to stop.
Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. Full report on game 3 of the Cowboys preseason against the Chargers. We have roster cuts that are coming in.
Yeah.
Guys like Cole Cabral are now hoping to make the practice squad. You have the Trey Lance conversation that we need to have. Rangers are off tonight. A number of running backs are becoming available. Would the Cowboys have a line in the water for one of these guys? CY is coming up at 4:20, though. It's time for him to get a new contract as we're now approaching September. And, you know, this season is, you know, clear what you have going on there. But another big start tomorrow in the rehab department for Jacob deGrom. So we have exciting things to talk about with CY coming up at 4:20. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 2:30. Let's do an Ask Us Anything from Lance to Lamb and Bland and anything else that you want to know about these Cowboys. We're open for business here at 877-881-1053, and we're back in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 8 minutes. The 4-3-2 has a good question. Is the replacement for Deron Bland on the roster? Will they seek a replacement elsewhere? What do you say, Brian?
I feel like that they're comfortable with the guys they have. That's with Israel Mukwamu, Carson. Carson is a rookie and making a lot of progress. Super competitive, tough, very coachable. Watched all those days at practice when, you know, even when he was in good shape with knocking balls down or making plays, always going back to Al Harris and kind of asking about refinement of technique and things. So, very coachable guy. He's going to get probably the first opportunity out of the gates to be your starting guy. Bobby and I were talking about this on our post-game show the other day. What it's looking like for Bland is maybe on the short end of the 6 to 8.
Okay.
Maybe on the 6 side of the thing.
Not
so
too bad.
We'll see how that all plays. I think Chuma Doga will be, they have this 2 designations where you don't have to, you could bring guys back, you could have put them in a category. So that's new to what the league has been doing here lately. So probably a Doga, probably Bland on that.
And just like that, we are off and running with an Ask Us Anything at 877-881-1053. Eric, Lucius, Any questions for Brian? Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, Chief.
My question for Broadus is, what was the tastiest thing you tried in the Brad Sham radio booth on Saturday when they brought us all the new menu items?
I love those tacos that they had. The
with the Fritos on there?
Yeah.
With the spicy Fritos?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was...
Because you were dominating that waffle. That
wonderful.
I thought you were waffle, all about that churro waffle.
I had that waffle. Was really, really good. I had a bite of the pizza burger. It's too much.
It was a...
Dude, the pizza burger's huge.
It's too much.
It's a full-pound patty burger.
You could split it with four people.
Okay.
I mean, if you think you're going to like, oh, we're going to have the pizza
burger... Is it cut for four?
You can make it for four.
You'd have to cut it yourself.
You have to cut it.
We'd probably need a pre-cut.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they might need to like pizza roll cut that thing.
There's no way that one person can take that down. I don't know. Eric.
Come on now.
Did you try? Did you do it?
No, I didn't try to do it because I had a whole press box to consume, but I wanted to give it a shot. I wanted to try it, and it was delicious. It's a messy situation, but it's good.
I brought it from the Brad Sham radio booth to the press box for Woolchuck. He had a piece of it. He's like, oh, man, I can't do this. We thought that Blake was going to be there. Young Blake might have been able to punish that thing. I think you two have similar eating patterns when it comes to...
Ooh, we're going to have another eat-off?
Yeah.
I'm down to have an eat-off.
Maybe the three we pick.
Me v. Blake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's over for him.
Blake, he's kind of a constantly eating as the game goes on.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
We partnered up.
That young metabolism.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question that might be borderline unfair. What if the Cowboys start 4-1? Browns, Saints, Ravens, Giants, Steelers. You can absolutely see it.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Do you think Cowboy Nation will be able to stave off the excitement and the belief that this is our year at 4-1?
No, they won't. No, they won't. Because you like
it, the hopium will then supersede the current pessimism, which is at an all-time
cynicism.
High.
That's
you cynicism know, even better. Thank you.
Pessimism, cynicism. I believe it's all there.
All the isms.
You've got three. You've knocked out three of the AFC North teams, right? In that 4-1, you knocked out out the Browns. You knocked out the Ravens.
You didn't get the Ravens. That's the one loss.
Okay.
You're imagining that's the game you lose, but you beat the Browns, the Saints, the Giants, and the Steelers.
Okay. The hopium will be riding.
Well, because then you go into Detroit and San Francisco. Those are your next two games.
See,
but you have a bye week in between.
Yeah, that's
right. That's where you get the truth serum of, oh, yeah, that's right. We're the same old Cowboys.
The hopium will be abundant at that point if it's 4-1.
What do you think is most likely after these first five? 4-1?
Man, I think it is very doable. Yes. Yeah. And that's coming from somebody who's not overly high on this year's team. I think they're a 9, maybe a 10-win football team.
Yeah.
But I think that to the start, like I thought they were going to, a couple months ago, I'm like, are they winning in Cleveland week one with the way things were looking and with the way the roster? But now they've made enough moves to shore up the defensive line. The wide receivers look better in camp. You're feeling decent about the rookie offensive lineman.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, and Deshaun Watson's arm is sore. He can't even throw. He sucks anyways. No Chubb for week one. They're definitely starting 1-0.
The question is, can you block their front seven?
Enough.
That's where it's going. This game is going to hinge. I'm going to tell you without even looking at their tape.
Who scores 16 points?
Yeah. If you could find a way to block their front seven, you know, that's going to be the key for this one.
Okay, 3-2-1. Brian already swatted this question into the third row. I asked it to him in the opening segment. He wants to know, is CD missing training camp going to have any impact on the season?
I don't think so. I think CD Lamb, you know, to me, he's always been a guy that's worked hard. They were throwing in the Dak yard and stuff earlier in the spring. I think him and Dak have this relationship with each other. You know, it's not a new offense. It's a new defense. It's not a new offense. I don't think that'll be an issue at all.
A lot of people want to know who is tight end two after Jake Ferguson.
Stevens. It's Stevens. If you ask me who the tight end two is, I kept three. They might keep a four. They might keep the fourth tight end. We'll see what happens with Spanford. That might be one of those kind that he made some progress here the last couple of games that they feel like that they don't want to put him on the street. They had to battle to get him here. They spent $250,000 of guaranteed money to make sure he got here.
Will Tolbert be wide receiver number three? Asks the 469.
That's the plan, I believe. He clearly beat out. He clearly beat out Brooks. He clearly beat out. When you look at Turpin, kind of what Turpin does for you. So yeah, this Tolbert's your third guy in my book. Flournoy Flournoy will probably be the last guy. He will probably be number six on your list.
How about Mark Bristow, 22, our guy Marky Mark there on Twitter listening right now, saying 17-0 won't get me excited about the playoffs. We know the outcome.
Mark's
to your 4-1 excitement.
Mark's been known to lie.
Is that right?
Yeah. You've been known to lie.
Lying Mark Bristow? I don't believe so. I think that's a stand-up Tolo gentleman.
I think, you know what? You can mute people sometimes for their takes, you know? He understands that.
No, he gets it.
Yeah, 4-6-9, Mark from Terrell, do you think the defense can still be top five?
You know what? It's going to depend on how they play the rotation with the defensive tackles. I think the run defense is going to be better because of the linebackers you have in the room, and your safety play will probably be better as well. You're going to play more two deep looks, so that's going to get more of your guys down in the alley to make those outside runs. They've got the bodies inside. They've got the size. And they've got the linebackers that can fill and some that can scrape. So I'm bullish on them playing run defense.
214, why can't Brad Sham just say touchdown as soon as the touchdown happens? LOL, he has to say all this other stuff and then say touchdown, and people are sitting there trying to guess if it was a touchdown or not. It's a good question, 214, but he's got their own style. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Check, 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 check. So upset at the great Brad Sham.
Yeah.
Pretty sure all the screaming and hollering in the background doesn't tell you anything either, right?
Context clues, buddy.
It's all good, though, man. I feel you. What up, bro? Okay, so there's a vacated title, but it's only a vacated title because we gave our guy, Kenny, who passed, we learned it passed on a Friday, honorary five time.
Unbelievable.
Which is great, but I feel like Kenny doesn't get to have his run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to have your run. Like, we slapped it down the first day.
Yeah.
And people did not get to hear it. I had to tell my girl Kenny passed too, by the way.
Same, bro.
Yeah.
Same.
I was like, you remember the guy that got you those Christmas stockings?
Yeah.
That
socks.
Santa Claus liked so much?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, the guy that calls me Mama Lucius. I was like, yeah, he's with God now. So she was sad on Friday about that.
The ladies loved Kenny.
They loved Kenny. So Kenny had a conversation. He had a conversation. Ruled the nation. Yeah. Him and that tooth.
LL Cool K.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenny and Quillen. This is our cut for him. He did a call. What was that? What you drinking and what you thinking? He's one of the all-stars of the segment.
Today, I want to tell you a story about my friend, the quarterback.
Okay.
He did a lot of things in his life. But in any case, he never swam the Jordan River.
Okay.
Local boy, played UNT, played a little Canadian football.
All right.
I happened to see him one day a long time ago. He had his head down, and he was real disappointed. And I said, what's wrong? He told me, he said, well, I'm going through a divorce. I said, what happened? He said, well, I picked this girl. She was my first draft choice. But I'm really, really disappointed. I thought she was a tight end, but I found out she was a wide receiver.
Oh, man. Kenny.
That boy, Kenny.
Legend. Damn it, Kenny, you dog.
That boy, Kenny. What happened? All right, let's see what I got for you boys. On a Monday, G-Bag of the Day right here, 105.3 The Fan. I was watching Shaquille O'Neal's podcast, and he had the great George Wallace on there, comedian George Wallace.
Oh, wow.
I believe the G-Bag Nation had George Wallace a long time ago. Long time ago. Shout out to Chris. Had the great George Wallace join us. But yeah, Shaq asked George Wallace to roast Charles Barkley for me. Do you have any jokes for Charles?
Before we let you go, can you do me a personal favor?
Yes.
I need Charles Barkley is so fat, 5 jokes in a row.
Charles Barkley is so fat. The other day he went down to the beach, we couldn't see the ocean. Charles Barkley is so fat. The other day he got on the elevator. Oh, it's going down. Charles gonna kill me. You know we have dinner.
Charles.
Charles Barkley so fat. The other day he got on a bus, and when he got off, it was a low rider. Charles Barkley is so stupid. The other day he was walking by the YMCA. He looked at everybody and said, look, somebody spelled Macy's wrong.
Yeah.
Somebody spelled Macy's wrong.
That is pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Off the top of your head, that's
pretty
good.
Hey, he asked right there on the moment. There's no Charles to look at and work with. You know what I mean?
That is just great off the top of your head.
You got whatever you got in your bank.
Yeah.
College football is back. You guys enjoyed that college football weekend? Catch any games?
How could you not?
Nice win for the ponies there, Lucius.
Yes. Ridiculous. Yeah, boy, it got kind of interesting.
Got very interesting.
We were all puckered up with about 8 minutes to go, down double digits.
What are we doing here?
Lucius's ponies got it
done. Dude, but they got Russell Maryland's son at tight end.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. 34 yards to Pater.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Russell Maryland's one of the first little football cards I had back in the day. Oh, Russell Maryland.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I traded that joint. Respectfully.
Nice move.
Respectfully, I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah, college football is back. You guys do a show, Bet Nation.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had Carter on there.
Yeah.
Carter tried to take y'all to break.
Yeah.
We want to talk a little bit more about week zero.
Yes.
And Will and I are going to compare our 12-team playoff brackets. We will do it next, right here in Bet Nation, sponsored by BetMGM. Born in Vegas? I got that wrong. Sorry, guys.
That's the tease.
He rolled with it.
And then the commercial.
And he went right to it, didn't it? They don't wait for you on that program.
No, they don't.
They do not wait for you.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
So glad you played that.
Oh, man. Sorry, guys. It's hysterical.
He was doing his thing if he wouldn't have tried to overdo it. You know, like if he would have just got himself out of there, he was fine. But he wanted to hit the sponsor. You know, he really wanted to make that 10 out of 10.
I get you. I get it. I totally get it. Yeah. Too much showboating.
Yeah.
Scored a touchdown, bro.
Right there.
This is not one, but this guy was trolling his high school football team as they were walking out.
Where my dogs at?
You guys are kind of quiet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yesterday was church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. We have a pastor right here that goes off on parents and the teenagers in his church because he's tired of the horny teenagers.
So, I want to make myself very clear today. It's on tape, and I want you to look me in my eye. I am not pastoring a church where the teenagers lay all over each other like a bunch of dogs in heat, fondling each other while I'm trying to preach the word of God in this pulpit. Mm. Your kid ain't doing it, and your kid ain't doing it. I have instructed my security staff to pick you up by the seat of the britches and throw your wicked tail out of here. What kind of girl would let a boy follow all over her in the house of God? If you're that wicked to do that in church, what in the Sam hell are you doing when you're not in church? You're not going to play with your cell phone. You're not going to lollygag around. You're not going to talk. Hey, Justice. Hey, Justice, look up here. Hey, Justice. Look up here while I'm preaching, son. Yeah, I'm preaching to all that crowd back there, and you included. You ought to have your eyes on your preacher while the man of God's preaching. You shouldn't be falling around.
But he got called out, bro.
I ain't putting up with it now. I don't give a flip whose kid you are. And I tell you how you parents stop this nonsense. Make your kids sit in the pew with them, and when they act up, smack the living hell out of them. They'll stop this bunch of nonsense.
Let's go.
Pastor was fired up.
Yeah, he was fired up that day. Yeah.
Justice for justice.
Lord. Yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, but that, I mean, if he's just coming out of his pocket here, then my goodness. But something tells me there was a in-service
something
fondling
happened.
Situation that took place, yeah. And we'd all be losing our minds.
Yeah,
absolutely. Pastor, our donations are down 75%.
You're not letting them fondle each other.
Why are they down? Maybe because you ran everybody off.
Man, the shaming of a lifetime right there from the pulpit. Is it Shaquille O'Neal with George Wallace roasting Charles Barkley? Is it Bet Nation?
Man, I played Truth or Dare at church one time, and boy, I tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that pass would have cussed me out, too.
It's Carter Freeman taking the show to break. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, boys.
Sorry.
Where my dog's at, or a pastor tired of the horny teenagers.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with the pastor there. final nominee, Chief. How about you?
I'm gonna go with my guy Carter Freeman, man. That was his final episode. He's off next week and it's done. So that was the way he ended his time on that show, which
good
is just
run.
Incredible.
Yeah, good run. Yeah, way to punctuate it. Lucius.
Big Kenny. Can I vote for him?
Oh, if we can, then I vote for Kenny. Because, okay. Gosh dang it, that was even funnier today than it was on Friday.
Does that make Kenny the winner there? Right
I think
there?
So.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to vote for... No vote for Carter, right?
Not anymore.
Okay, I'll take the Carter vote for being overcommitted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was way overcommitted.
Wouldn't mind running that one back a couple of times.
Yeah.
And by a score of 2-1-1, Kenny in Quinlan is your G-Bag of the Day champion. Yeah, I appreciate all the texts and all the people asking and wondering. We don't have any other details. If we do get any as far as something we could pass along, we will. But all we know is that it's a terrible weekend there for the friends and family of Kenny and Quinlan, and what you're drinking, what you think, it'll never be the same. Okay, NFL news today coming up at 3:00. What are we doing next, Chief?
Well, we got best of the weekend, and I actually had a ringside seat to Wolchuk versus Bobby in a Dak off. Wow. And it is brought to you by Kenny's Rock and Roll Tequila. I have the sound for you next here in the nation.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL News Today coming up at 3:00. And then we'll be back talking about the new CeeDee Lamb contract coming up at 3:20. And the C-Note, Krusty's Corner is an hour away. Right now, let's celebrate the best of the weekend. Here's Eric.
Yes, sir. And the weekend started off with some really, really sad news, as we mentioned there in G-Bag of the Day. And we will continue here. Moving forward, but we lost our good buddy Kenny and Quinlan, a G-Bag Nation legend, big-time Tolo, and what you drinking, what you thinking staple each and every Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. We know about his legendary rock and roll tequila. Well, Tim from Carthage, another incredible Tolo and buddy of Kenny's, sent over a rock and roll bottle of tequila. Literally, once he got the news on Friday, he DoorDashed it over here.
Wow.
And so I got it's in the electric guitar. It's actually pretty aesthetically pleasing. Like, this is kind of dang cool, man. So we were going, me, Bobby, and Wolchuk were like, well, let's get together and hang out, and we'll honor Kenny. So we were over at a brewery down the street, and we had the rock and roll tequila, and especially Wolchuk and Bobby really went deep into the guitar.
As they should.
As they should on a Friday night. And
it went all the way down to the knobs.
It was supposed to be, it was supposed to be, just a loving night to remember our friend Kenny. And then, of course, it ventured down a very violent sports path of Dak Prescott. And so I secretly...
Now, how do these guys have an argument?
Well, Bobby is all about Dak.
He's dug in.
yes. And Wolchuk is now at the point where he's like, please, I can't really defend Dak until he does some sort of postseason winning. Like, most of us have kind of gotten to that point. But we know that Bobby's not there. So secretly, I pulled out my phone while they were getting after it with each other.
There you go.
And I was like, let's just see how this plays. So we'll start here. And when you start talking about Dak, then you start talking about other quarterbacks. And guys are taking strays and things like that. So we pick it up here like a couple minutes in. But they start, Wolchuk is now has his feet to the fire. Bobby's like, well, rank your quarterbacks. And then he gives too much praise to Stafford.
Okay, if I'm going to rank them, give me Mahomes.
No, just throw me a number. Which
Burrow,
one is it?
Allen, honestly, Stafford.
Oh, my God.
You're two against Stafford.
Stafford. Eric, come here.
Dude,
can you say what he just said about losing records and then tell me Stafford is
Matthew
an elite
Stafford
quarterback?
Matthew Stafford has won a f***ing Super Bowl.
Shut up
when he
for
finally
a second.
Got on a, that on a, is not, when he finally got on a good team, what did he do?
So wait.
He went
wait.
And won a Super Bowl,
hold on,
Bobby.
Hold on. So it's about the team?
You can't be on the Detroit Lions.
It's about the team? What if the Cowboys are the Detroit Lions this year?
They're not.
Why? They have zero depth. You can't tell me
you can't tell me Dak hasn't had good rosters,
bro,
Bobby.
No, he has.
He's had better rosters than Matthew Stafford ever had with the Lions.
He's had good
ever.
Okay. They have no idea that I'm recording, and they start to get more and more emotional.
I think you could go to jail for doing this, can't you?
I do hope. I think maybe in the state of Texas you're good, but
yeah,
honestly,
so.
You might be right.
It's, in the sports world, you're okay, I think.
Well, at the end, you'll hear Bobby discover what's happening, but here it continues. Wolchuk starting to get more heated about Dak not getting it done in the playoffs.
He had the drive.
Here's the reality.
Stafford had the drive. Dak's never had the fucking drive.
He's had chances at the
and
drive.
And I begged him. I've begged him.
The
and
drive.
I prayed. And I've wanted more than anything.
Zach.
And he won't do it. He can't fucking do it, Bobby. He can't do it.
Take the teams out of it because you told me the teams don't matter. You told me the quarterbacks do. And if the quarterback is below 500, which is Stafford was for a
Bobby speaking fast.
Decade. Stafford would have beaten the 49ers.
No,
with
he wouldn't.
With that Cowboys
seat. No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would have.
No, he would. Not after
yes, he would have.
I know he would.
Bobby's right at the intersection of Rock and Roll Tequila and Avenue Lane, Adderall Lane right there.
Yeah, he definitely is, man. He was hammering him home.
I think that's a great debate, though. Like, where does Stafford go? And, you know, as compared to Dak, I think you kind of have to trust your eyes. And I think I would, you know, much prefer Stafford having to lead you with all the chips down to Dak.
When we started doing all these quarterback rankings kind of back in the day, weren't we always thinking of Dak, Stafford, Cousins, Eli Manning?
Yeah.
Wasn't that always kind of the group?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Sean McVay gets a hold of Stafford, and he's a top five quarterback.
And yes. I think that's what Bobby's saying. It's like, man, if Dak was somewhere else or if Dak was with a McVay, then he could do exactly what Stafford did. And
that's
win
what
a
Bobby's
Super Bowl.
Saying.
That's what Bobby's saying.
Okay. I had to chop and screw it.
Yeah.
Take the teams out of it because you told me the teams don't matter. You told me the quarterbacks do. And if the quarterback is below 500, which is.
I didn't speed that up.
That is amazing. When I'm with him with Love of the Star, he will do the same thing for the intro. If you listen to the intro, he will go through that thing so fast.
And Love of the Star podcast. And by chance, like every 35 or 40 minutes, was he going to the bathroom?
Actually, yes, he was. Yeah. I should have been more suspicious of that.
Did he? Was he doing as many, like when he did those
he was
bourbon,
like rolling up these dollar bills. I don't know what he was doing.
No, the bourbon shots. Remember when he did all those bourbon shots?
Yeah, but he was
shots?
Doing it with the rock and roll.
Tequila.
He was doing it out of a guitar.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
It's pretty incredible.
I do think that what Dak needs is a coach, you know?
Oh, couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I mean, McCarthy, this year's offense was a leveled up version of what Dak has ever been in. And a lot of people attribute that to Dak being the one to spearhead it, whatever it is. But the offense was much more with the times, and Dak did have his best regular season.
Yeah.
So I think there's absolutely something to be said. Dak has never, I mean, Jason Garrett and Kellen Moore and Scott Linehan and Mike McCarthy and Brian Schottenheimer, like you're not getting the type of Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan help that Purdy and Stafford got. That is totally fair. Now, let's see, where do we pick up here? This is the best of the weekend fight, Bobby versus Walchuk and a Dak off, sponsored by Kenny's Rock and Roll Tequila. This is the importance of playoff success, more and more fighting about Stafford.
Why couldn't Stafford beat people last year?
They did. They were the hottest team of the season in the second half.
In the second half. But
They were beaten and injured.
You said the postseason. You got to win in the postseason. You just told me that. And it didn't matter. It didn't happen. They wilted when they got there.
But he's won in the postseason.
At what year?
What do you mean what year? He's a Super Bowl champion.
What year? What year was it? Year 13? So I'm saying
he finally got on a competent roster with a competent coach.
Stafford? I'm just saying, you're completely inconsistent.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not at all inconsistent, Bobby. You're fucking reaching.
You said this is the standard. It's not a reaching when you told me already that the standard is if your team does this, you're not elite. And you just showed me Stafford did that for a decade. That team is different.
No. What I'm saying is if you think a quarterback is elite and you're picking them to go under 500, that is not an elite quarterback.
If I pick them to go below 500, but if they actually go 500 for 10 years below 500, that's different. Because you didn't pick them to, they just did.
He hasn't done in the playoffs.
Neither did Stafford for 10 years.
There we go.
Okay. So that roughly concludes the conversation. And this would have probably gone on for hours if not my phone like lighting up because I had it just sitting next to them on the table. And then Bobby notices here and you can hear the sound of Bobby discovering that he's being
secretly
voyeured on. Yeah, yeah. To some extent.
He has failed.
I'm curious. Now I'm curious.
He had two drives in both 49er games to go and do it, bro.
Eric.
He did. In both games.
Eric.
And he didn't do it.
Your screen lit up. Good job.
You got some good content,
boys. That'll be good content for you.
Yeah. That was the end of it, but that was our Friday night. It was supposed to be a great night of just hanging out, maybe distancing ourselves from the monotony of fighting over sports and stuff because we had just gotten off 5 hours of doing it. And no, that's what they do.
Let's
that's
jump
just
right
who they
back
are.
Into
that's
it,
just it's in their DNA. They can't help themselves.
I love it, man. Thanks to Bobby and Zach. And there it is, a best of the weekend review from your guy, Eric Chiafalo. We got 1 hour down and four to go. Full show tonight. And the Get Right coming to you from 7 to 11. CD versus the Cowboys. That standoff is over. We'll take a look at the winners and losers of that coming up at 3:20 inside the C-Note. Krusty's Corners coming up at 3:40. I believe he's going to tell you all the takeaways from the preseason finale, and roster cutdown day is live. But coming up next, Chief, we have the NFL news of the day. What's cooking out there?
Lots to get to, including the most impressive football moment of preseason finales this weekend. It took place off the field. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.